What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
All right, gents. Introduce yourselves.
G'day. My name's Clark Matthews. I'm from Darts, the band from Wellington, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Bass player, CEO, kind of the brains behind the whole operation kind of deal. And we got Crispy on the line as well.
Hey, I'm Crispy, also from the band Darts from Wellington, New Zealand. Play the guitars and maybe not quite the other half of the brain, maybe the cortex. Give it the balance in the back.
Now you got a driver.
I do the moving.
You guys are isolating down in Wellington. Obviously not flatting together because you're both on separate lines here.
Yeah, you'll hear us interrupt each other plenty. Clark's on the far other side of Wellington, actually, over in his favourite suburb of Wadestown, and I'm in beautiful Newtown. It's fantastic.
Nice one. How's your lockdown going thus far?
It's going pretty good for me. Wadestown is a shithole. I don't have much good to say about Wadestown. The weather has kind of come around to Wellington and then the beautiful city of Wellington, New Zealand, which is pretty good. I'm here with my partner and my lovely cat, Clarence. So not much to complain about. How about you, Crispy?
Yeah, similar situation, actually. Just bunking down with the girlfriend and the cat.
What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Felix.
Okay, let's get the cats out. And just so everyone knows exactly what's going on, we've got the cat's names all sorted.
I didn't pick Darts as cat owners, to be honest.
Cats are rogue, maverick renegades that can't be tamed. And that feels pretty Darts to me.
It's kind of on the wavelength. I think the cat was the partner's impulse, more so for both of us, I think, maybe. But we dig it. Cat's pretty cool. It's not a dog, but it is a cat.
Good point. Yeah. I think if one animal could smoke a cigarette, it would be a cat, I reckon. Probably a...
Cats give no fucks. 100%.
Second, maybe a bird, a close second option.
But I was actually thinking the other day as I was standing around in my lockdown situation, I was kind of like, man, it's kind of rad how birds aren't out of control, because I don't think we cruise around like culling birds, but there seems to be just the right amount of birds around. Have you noticed that? Has anyone else noticed that?
We've got a bunch of birds that come inside my house and eat food that's been dropped on the floor.
Does it feel like too many? How many come in at a time? Like four?
Maybe two or three.
That's okay, right? But if it was 20, it'd be like... Yeah.
It'd be a bird-up situation. I feel like it's good that birds don't hunt.
Right?
That's probably the best thing I have to say about your standard New Zealand birds.
Definitely. RIP the Haast.
What is... always astounding is when you actually see a bird whip a worm out of the ground. It's like, how did you know that worm was there, mate?
Yeah, imagine they're doing that for people.
That is powerful. It's very powerful.
Now, you guys,
out of our windows.
You guys have guest selected a couple of tunes for us this evening. I've got them all here in the BFM digital library in front of me. What would you like to kick off with, and why have you selected the song?
Hello, are you there?
We're playing first here today.
Mostly, two of them. Do you wanna pick one of those two to kick off with, Clark?
Let's.
Are we kidding in and out?
Okay.
Hang on, we just refreshed our browser up here.
Let's kick off with the Israeli Chicks.
Okay, cool.
That's a strong choice. I feel like.
All right, off to the supermarket, which people are doing.
It sets the vibe for sure.
Yeah, very intermittently.
It's just It's not you, it's just a hanging face.
It's always great seeing someone you know at the supermarket and then awkwardly chatting to them and then walking past them and pretending you don't see them about five times on every single aisle that follows.
It's a pretty special feeling, that one, for sure. yeah, that's the first of our selection today. I guess we tried to keep it Kiwi music predominantly. These guys get an honourable mention. They're based over in Byron Bay, but the singer is a close friend's brother, and he's from the North Shore in Auckland, Mr. Slove, and brother Jake Love, who's in local bands you will know, such as Sean's B-Day and, of course, Jake Love.
Oh, very nice. Now, what's the next song you've got lined up for us?
What should we go into? I'll keep on the theme of the news. Well, they're all New Zealand artists. So next up, let's do the Bonsai Birds track, which is some friends that I used to work with at Real Groovy in Auckland. They were in this band kind of at the end of 2000s, early 2010s, I think, that kind of just shriveled out and didn't do much in the end, but I think they're pretty sick and probably just struggled to break through in that era of too many cool bands doing the exact same music.
Yeah, we actually know these guys quite well. They played on the show a long time ago. And fucking real rad band, man. Like, really, really good band. Tight, rad band. So it's really, really interesting that you selected them. I was curious to hear what the story was because you actually gave us a file yourself. So I don't know if there's much of their music on the internet around.
No, I downloaded what I could from, I think it was SoundCloud or something. Cool. Swiped it when it was up there. I think they've deleted it all and probably don't want us playing it on the radio. But
that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
This is journalism.
This is exactly. See You Around by the Bonsai Birds.
No.
the Bonzo Birds, See You Around.
And you're back in the room.
As selected by Darts, all the way from Wellington on the line.
G'day, g'day. Still on the line. What a banger. I don't think I've heard that one before, Crispy.
And these are the classic car tunes. I probably haven't played it in a good... Well, actually, it's all just on my iPod, so...
That actually felt quite smooth for them.
Use the iPod.
I remember them going, like, way harder in person.
Yeah, for sure. He fucking goes hard with the delay and effects on those guitar solos pretty much through the entire song live, yes. I think. There's some great live videos, actually, of them on YouTube for any listener that's interested in checking out a dead acid rock, I think, band.
Yeah, it's a sort of a psych band. Yeah.
Now, speaking of great videos, Smoke Darts Instagram has got a wealth of great videos, especially of a Toyota Corolla. Is that a new purchase?
It's a recent purchase.
Yeah.
I'd say a few weeks before lockdown, we made the trip up to beautiful Hastings in the Hawke's Bay to purchase a secondhand 1989 Toyota Corolla XL, which is still pretty small, despite the XL.
It's a good year.
It was a good year. I don't know what was going on in 89, but...
Is it 1.6?
No, not quite.
1.3?
Yeah.
Okay.
It struggles a little.
Yeah, Crispy's been learning to drive manual over the past few weeks with it, and it's been going pretty well.
Did you guys just prang it? Did it? I noticed one of the front panels had a bit of damage.
Yeah. So it wasn't actually on us. I know, as a learner driver, well, hadn't driven manual for a good 6 years or something since I first learned to drive, so I was getting used to it. But no, that was completely someone else. I got T-boned at a roundabout.
Oof.
And they went straight into the passenger door, which luckily hit nothing but my laundry, which I was taking to the laundromat. But yeah, so we had to replace the door. Luckily the damage was super well isolated to that, and now we've just got a little bit of character there on the side.
It's good when cars start getting like a sort of like a jigsaw vibe about them. Also, credit to you for sort of not copping out and just trying to get an auto license. Like, I actually think that's quite a tough move in this day and age to stick at it and try and get your manual license.
Yeah, we would have preferred. Oh, you mean like we are back at.
Apparently, you can get your license like and just go all auto, but then on your license, it's like a little. You can only drive an auto. So
yeah, I think definitely on your restricted. I think it was just that kind of like everyone recommended when I was learning to drive. Like you got to do it in a manual. You got to do it properly.
And you got
to
feel
like,
it.
Okay, yeah, it fucking sucked. Like, well, I didn't even have a manual car to begin with.
I know, it's terrible.
My parents all had an automatic, and they made me go to lessons in a manual just so I could learn to drive a car that I'd never have.
I love
But look at me now. It's, you know.
Did you get a matching door?
Up down the country.
Better for burnouts and shit.
Tried my best to get. Well, actually, we didn't really want a matching door.
Is
by
it
the time
it's a red car with a white door now?
It is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a personal story. I had a 1984 Daihatsu Sherrard.
Oh, too personal.
Which was so rusted out, it ended up. It was white, but it had one green door, one orange door, and one red door.
Wow.
By the time
you
I was done
well
with it.
You to find that many replacements.
It was
the orange one is the weird one.
It was so bogan.
Oh. I would
used
love
to drive
to
school.
Door.
I was like, man, what a bogan car. But it was cool.
Yeah, we didn't really try to get a matching door. We struggled to find anything, to be honest. We ended up having to go to a pick-apart yard and taking it off ourselves. There was, I think it was the only one
that's fun
closer than like Topor that fit the car.
Shout out Crispy who put it in the work to find that as well. Called like 100 places.
Yeah, that was almost more difficult than organising the 15-date tour that we've just had cancelled.
Oh, damn it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Finding a car door is tough stuff.
Damn. Hey, shall we play another tune?
Yeah. Clark, do you wanna pick one?
Let's do Guardian Singles. Shout-outs to Guardian Singles. Regular friends of 95 BFM, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of Darts. We met the Guardian Singles in February when we played with them in Tauranga. I'd never heard of them before, but somehow we swindled an opening slot for them, and like, yeah, just absolutely blew my mind when like saw them for the first time. It's like not a lot of people making this kind of guitar music, I feel, although there is a lot of indie out there, but not this specific kind.
Rad, let's hit it.
Yeah, man.
Darts. Tell us about this tour, which has just been cancelled or postponed?
Hopefully postponed, right? I'm looking, hunting those new dates down as we speak. It's looking good to be pushed out to late October, November kind of time. But yeah, we've done a great job of lining up 15 dates around the country for September. But you know, COVID does happen.
As Wellingtonians, are you just shaking a fist at Auckland at the moment?
Nah, we don't really get into that, to be honest.
I feel like we've got some as well, right? It's mm-hmm. not just limited up there, so we've got to take some of the blame.
Yeah, it's just we're the team of 5 million, right? Everyone sticks together and does their part.
That's the spirit. Now, you've selected a couple of interesting songs here. There's one by an artist called Twisted Anus, which is new to me. You guys want to go into that or the Males tune?
We can do Twisted Anus first. It's not the band that... So I was instantly turned off by the name as well. Mm. We were looking for bands to open for us in Auckland. Was it just earlier this year, I think? And Clark found these guys or knew of these guys and said that they should open for us. And I said, oh man, I don't know. This sounds pretty awful.
I think they might have hit us up, actually. Like, I think they might have been Darts fans prior to starting the band or something, maybe. I'm not sure.
Right, that's even more of a red flag. But yes, we didn't actually listen to them until they played, although they do have some tunes on Spotify, as you're about to hear. But yeah, pleasantly surprised. They're actually a really real cool, just indie guitar band with some really funny lyrics. And yeah, if you get past the name, there's a lot of joy to be had in Twisted Anus.
Wait, so they open for you in Auckland?
Yeah. So
but the song is called Where from Dunedin?
Clark.
It looks like they're buying into that Dunedin fame.
Yeah, I think the song's kind of more just about the vibe of being from Dunedin, I imagine. I'm not too sure.
We've got 2 minutes 16 to find out, and I feel like they're going to lay it down for us there.
Let's find out where these guys are from.
Let's figure the shit out.
We're from Dunedin and we're in a band.
That's what I thought.
We're really cool, but we're also sad. We're from Dunedin and we're in a band. We're really cool, but we're also sad.
Classic.
There you go.
Nailed it though. Totally nailed it.
Now, Darts, do you have some inside knowledge that you would like to share with us about The Other's Way? that was supposed to happen in September. No comment?
What do you mean? Is that not happening now?
Not sure.
What do you mean it's supposed
to be? Because you guys were due to play.
What do you know? You know fucking something.
I don't know.
You're saying some shit, though. You're kind of low-key saying some shit.
They just said they cancelled
it. I know absolutely nothing.
John's saying shit hard out over here. Like, real unsolicited.
Let me bring up this email that we've got. Where is it?
Yes, I'll staple my fingers in.
Stand by.
Okay, here. From admin at... Oh, I won't read out their email address, that's a bit bad. Kia ora, hope this message finds you and your whānau well and safe during this latest lockdown. Blah, 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 blah. One more thing, while we're sorting out these details, blah, 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 blah. It's important that this blah, blah, blah isn't made public. Ah.
You can blah, blah, blah that bit.
All right, okay, that's enough said.
But yeah, I don't think that we'll be coming up to Auckland in September.
Any word on, do you guys know about Red Bar 8? Whether that's going to go ahead, or do you think?
Same night as others were.
Wonder if that's...
Who knows?
No emails about that? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Where are we looking? September
17th.
That was going to be like 17th?
Carry
yeah,
the
no
four.
Way. No way. There's no way.
Now, you've selected another song by an artist called Males. Tell us about Males.
Yeah, I don't actually know an awful lot about Males. Actually, I chose this one. I first came across this band. They were playing a gig at the Lucha Lounge.
Classic.
When they were a thing. I think Males is another band that doesn't actually exist anymore.
On the bar.
Is the Lucha Lounge like a very cool person Auckland thing to talk about, I'm assuming?
It's a sweet bar that was in Newmarket, about the only good thing in Newmarket when it was there. So.
Yeah, it's across the road from the bowling alley where we took you, Clark.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, the one that's
I just bowled so well there. So
you'd smash that. You really did. Yeah,
I don't know if the bowling alley's still there. It could still be there.
Did you bowl north of 100?
Oh, he smashed north of 100.
Oh, wow.
Nearly 200 that time?
Coming up on that too, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a huge day.
In the zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, the bowling alley's still definitely there. Lucha Lounge, sadly not, but that was on that same little side street. And yeah, so I think I just stumbled across them when I was going to gigs at Lucha Lounge, and they were playing once there, and I just thought that they were awesome, and I bought their record. Because it must have been their record release tour, I guess. And it was called by a Vinyls.
Are they from Australia?
They're from Dunedin.
Oh, right on. Okay, cool.
Yeah, down from Dunners. But they're one of the few bands from Dunners that actually made it over to Aussie and from that scene.
So
they've, toured there and stuff. But yeah, so I chose the song for Clark, actually, to have a little yarn about. Because... the song is called Marion Bates Thievery, and we know of another. Marion Bates Thievery is the title of this song from what, like 2000 and I don't even know what year it is, but from way back.
Isn't the same as the Anthony?
Well, this is what I'm not sure. Is it the same Marion Bates? How many Marion Bates can there be?
I feel like there is a connection there between Tono and the finance company and the song.
Yeah, weird. So I don't actually know the detail, but I thought that I'd bring it up here for you, Clark, so that you could have a little surprise and maybe you can go do some more research later on tonight and find out. But yeah, Clark's a huge fan of Mr. Tonin and very pleased to be co-finalists with him for the Silver Scrolls Award this year. It's pretty exciting.
That is exciting, actually. You guys, should the awards go ahead, will you come up for them?
Oh yeah, we're booked. Mm-hmm. I reckon we'll be clear to go by then, hopefully. Oh yeah, clear favourites as well. We've already got the email saying that we actually won. So they didn't even say to keep it a secret or anything.
Oh sick. Yo, that's awesome.
Just gonna have a Toyota Corolla on a Lazy Susan and just fucking spinning around on stage, you guys.
Yeah, well we're gonna push our luck, I reckon. We might come up in the car. And if we do, we'll probably see how close we can get it to the front door. I'm assuming there's a red carpet.
There's quite a lot of parking around that part of Queen Street.
Yeah. Well, do we bother even parking properly, or do we just roll up? Like, it's a cool-looking car. It's the kind of thing that people see and just assume it's meant to be there.
So. Also, you can afford to lose it, you know?
Exactly. Well, not before our tour. That would be a shame. But we can afford to get it you know,
that's kind of, that's half the battle when you're just driving around, like just the liability of what you're driving. There's nothing stronger, there's no stronger feeling than pulling up to beside someone in a really fancy car thinking we could just collide and I wouldn't really be too fast about it, you know. Yeah. It's like a kind of tough move. Should we hear it? This is Males. Marion John's put in Bales, which makes it even more confusing for me. Just to add an extra layer of just depth and confusion to this whole situation.
We'll play this and come back with some darts. Stand by.
And you're back in the room.
Another great addition.
Wow, that was really interesting song. To have never heard that before. It's kind of like a partial cover of the Tono song.
But I think it's pre. That's the creepy part about that.
Very interesting. Thank you, Crispy. Oh, sure. Wild.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
all right.
Wild. Crispy, you're educating me today, man.
Some investigation. Well, yeah, but I mean, hang on. So, but Tonin actually did live in a flat that had the whole Marion Bates real estate situation, right? So surely his one is original. But then that male song has some of the same bits in the woos, right?
I thought the males... When did the male song come out? 2012?
I just looked at this before, and 13, that album, yeah.
It might be close.
But Tonin's been sitting on that track for years and years and years. Like, there's a version of his on it, of that song, from ages ago, A Clark.
Yeah, I thought that was from, like, 2010, maybe-ish, 2009, kind of.
I feel like the real story here is how powerful real estate agents signs advertising themselves
are. It must be great to be a real estate agent.
That is the strongest thing. Like, you just, they're almost celebrities at this point, just cruising around.
True. They're always wearing nice suits.
You betcha. They're going to sell you that expensive house. They better bloody wear a nice suit.
White teeth.
Now, we've done a bit of chat this evening about a Toyota Corolla. We've got the new darts track lined up. Talk us through it.
Toyota Corolla is kind of a staple in the darts live set, I'd say. Bit of a fan fave. What can I say about it? It's very pop punk. I feel like I might have accidentally ripped off the chords to a Blink-182 song when I wrote it, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure at all what it's about. You'd have to ask Dan, our singer, about that. I think he's chatting to Rachel tomorrow morning, so maybe she can investigate with Dan what Toyota Corolla is really about or means. I'm not sure at all. Crispy, anything to add?
Yeah, not really. Is it like it is just a pretty fun song to play for us? I think it's become a lot more than that now that we've gone and bought a car and turned it into the whole tour and stuff. The song is kind of secondary to that for me. Having a lot of fun driving this car is kind of, and yeah, how I'm feeling about it. It's an adventure, and when we do manage to arrange our tour dates, I would invite everyone to come and join in on that adventure, see the car, kick those tires, make sure that we're going strong, and hopefully you enjoy the song and want to hear us play it live as well.
Rad. All right, dudes, well, we'll keep an eye out for when you are next on the road, and if people want to find out more about your music, where's the best place for them to head?
At Smoked Darts on the gram, or smokedarts.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. Let's hit it.
We've also got a TikTok going as well, actually.
Okay.
One post of Crispy dancing so far. So there's a little hook.
Very nice. All right, Darts, we're going to roll this Toyota Corolla. It's bracketed explicit as well.
Oh, you didn't need to choose the clean version.
Yeah, man, the clean version is pretty tidy. I'd say get that on the playlist as well if I've got any advice to you guys there at 95BFM.
We could probably have, we have the technology to put them both on rotation at the same time. Split, maybe one for after five.
Yeah, nice.
Tasty.
All right, lads, ka kite, take it easy down there, and we'll see you when you're up in Tāmaki, Makaurau.
Thanks so much for having us.
Sure.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tāmaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.